There's been a huge cost and time blowout in the earthquake proofing of Wellington's earthquake-prone Old Town Hall. The budget has shot up by $37 million, and the completion date of this month is being put off by 2 days. COVID is getting the blame, Kirsty Frame reports.
The capital's town hall is 120 years old and has been closed for almost 10 years. It's a Category 1 heritage building on reclaimed land in a city nestled on top of a fault line. Making it safe is one of the country's most complex construction projects. Inside, the hall has been gutted, scaffolding is everywhere and beams hold up the ceiling while the foundations are strengthened. Site manager Matt Turnbull explains some of what's been going on.
The rough slab is the slab of concrete below us. Base isolators installed and the ground beams are now in place. And now that the ground beams are reinstated, we can commence with the stiffening of the walls on the upper structure. So we're reinstating columns, reinstating walls. Some of the ground slabs are in behind you as well.
Back in 2019, the Wellington City Council unanimously agreed to save the building at a cost of $145 million. Now, the Chief Executive, Barbara Mercuro, says more is needed.
The reality is, to complete this project, we have to confront an unpalatable $37.1 million increase in budget. And we just need to lay out the facts to you and to the public very clearly so that everybody understands the reasons for that.
The reason? COVID-19 and the impact it's had on shipping materials around the world. Project manager Bede Cristani says, for example, steel piles are essential for the strengthening, but there's a problem.
They're coming from China, they're manufactured there on a specific grade, and we're struggling to get them on a ship. Now ships can't go through Australia. We used to be able to track ships, we can't even get a tracking on them anymore, or Nailers can't anyway. And the price has just about doubled.
A shipping container for the steel used to cost $1,000, but is now closer to $9,000. Bede Cristani says concrete and reinforcing are also a nightmare to get right now. Things like timber and plaster may also be a struggle further down the track. The council official overseeing the project is Danny McComb. He says council has no real option except to keep the project afloat.
Stop the project, it's an option, but we can't really. And what would you have? You'd have a half-built heritage building that would be difficult to demolish. We have contractual obligations to Naylor Love. We have lease agreements to Victoria University, the NZSO.
Councillor Fleur Fitzsimons voted for the project in 2019, but she says there are some big lessons to be learnt.
Around Wellington, we've got heritage cranes, heritage brick walls, heritage toilets and many heritage buildings. We simply can't afford to save them all. Some of them belong in the past.
Construction work should now finish in September 2024 instead of May next year, with the building scheduled to reopen early 2025.
Kirsty Frame with that report. I think I might have mentioned that it was only 2 days before it was going to open. That was obviously incorrect. 2025 for the town hall, which is a fantastic venue, but it is taking a while.